You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
Gene Johnson. AfterBuzz TV. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. Remix. Thicket. We're at AfterBuzz TV. Thicket. What's up, everyone? It is your girl, Spicy Madi, and I'm in the studio today for the after show of Basketball Wives, Season 5, Episode 3. And usually I am joined by my beautiful co-hosts, Gabrielle and Rebecca, but unfortunately they are not joining us in the studio today because of work and birthday celebrations. Happy birthday to Rebecca, our Basketball Wives guru. And I'm going to be carrying the show today, but we have a bunch of juicy topics to talk about. So we're just going to dig right in and continue on talking about last week's episode, The Dinner Continues. And the way that Tasha handled the situation was something that I mentioned last episode. It could have gone either really good or really bad, in the words of Shawnee and Evelyn. And I feel as if the dinner went really well because Tasha took the upper hand and did not allow Susie's question in regards to her relationship to take over the tone of the dinner. She made sure that she just kept composure. She handled it in a very respectable manner. And what she didn't do, like most episodes of Basketball Wives, was she did not get ratchet and turned up when someone insulted her. I feel as if Tasha handled the situation very classy. And what she didn't do was redirect. She made sure that she answered the question as to not show any shame when Susie addressed the chef situation about whether the affair was real. Evelyn ducked down a little bit. Tammy ducked down a little bit. I feel like Shawnee got, you know, everybody kind of got quiet, and Tasha addressed the elephant in the room. Like, you know, what's going on, guys? You know, we can still have a good time. Like, don't let this rude question that Susie really asked that she was put up to ruin the evening. And I think that it was important that not only did she answer the question to show confidence, but when it was carrying on too long and Susie kept prying about whether the woman was attractive or not, that she shut it down. Like, let's not focus negative energy. I did answer the question. I didn't redirect. But at the same time, I don't want to give that much energy to what she called was, a little girl or stupid girl. And so I feel like that was handled very appropriately. And what I did think was a ratchet moment was when Tammy had the audacity to throw Susie under the bus. And how she did this was because previously on other episodes, or the previous episode, she put Susie up to asking the question that was very personal about Tasha's relationship. She tells Susie, hey, ask this question, you know, let's find out if this news and gossip is true. And Susie does. And unfortunately, Tasha wants to raise her hand and make it seem as if she felt, or I'm sorry, Tammy makes it seem as if she felt like the question was inappropriate when it was her all along that had put Susie up to that. And Susie's just going to go along with it. You know, Rebecca and Gabby, we've all had this conversation before where we kind of just feel like Susie's just going to do what she's told. Her personality isn't as strong as the other ladies. And she's not afraid to embarrass herself and step on toes. She talks out of her mouth a lot sometimes and gets herself in trouble. I'm guilty of that too, except for Susie's not spicy with it. So I get away with it a whole heck of a lot more. Whereas Susie is more of a naive thing. I know exactly what I'm doing. And so in this particular situation, the dinner winds up not going south because Tasha handled it appropriately. But what I found was interesting was that when Evelyn and Susie later on go to meet up to talk about how the dinner went, Susie had the opportunity to tell Evelyn that Tammy put her up to asking that question because everybody did feel a certain type of way about it. I mean, that was a really uncomfortable situation. Both Shawnee and Evelyn are currently dating or were dating in the past or have been in relationships with, athletes that have been accused of having not been faithful in their relationships. So both of them have been in tumultuous situations or relationships where they've experienced kind of what Tasha's going through right now. And I'm sure Susie and Tammy have been in the same situation as well. So to have asked such a personal question and everybody shrink down, I think that it's because, it's like the kettle calling the pot black. You can't really, I don't think that it was something appropriate if all the women have been through it and you should be more sensitive to it because you've been through it. That was just my opinion. You know, that's not the opinion of AfterBuzz. That's the opinion of Spicy Maddie. And so in that situation, you know, Susie could have spoke up and said, hey, Tammy put me up to this, you guys. I really, you know, could care nonetheless, but I asked, you know, regardless. And so when it came time for her to talk about it with Shawnee, and when it came time to talk about it with Evelyn, she did not throw Tammy under the bus. But what she did do when she sat down with Tasha, she winds up going to dinner because she thinks that she left a bad taste in Tasha's mouth. She invites Tasha to, I'm sorry, not dinner, but lunch. Her inviting Tasha to lunch, I thought, was very big of her because she did admit that she felt a certain type of way about how she made Tasha feel. Evelyn, you know, said, you know, she thought that that would be a good idea. I don't think that anybody knew that Tammy put her up to it. But what she did do when she sat down with Tasha was admit that those were not her intentions to hurt her feelings or to be disrespectful or rude, and that she wanted to start all over in the relationship and have a fresh beginning. And I like that Tasha, you know, vocalized like, yeah, it was disrespectful, but, you know, I handled it gracefully. And maybe next time we have a clean start and you don't ask me personal questions about my husband. Because at the end of the day, when you are really trying to have a relationship with someone, it shouldn't be about so much the negative or the personalness of what their men are going through, what their men have brought to their lives. It should be more about getting to know the person and their strengths. And eventually the weaknesses will be revealed. But at this point in time, when they're befriending one another, it was inappropriate so soon to have asked her that question. But I appreciate that Susie took the time to apologize. I thought that that was very big of Susie. And that at that moment, that is when she decided to throw Tammy under the bus. She eventually reveals to Tasha that Tammy is the one who put her up to that. And Tasha felt a certain type of way about that. And I think in future episodes, we are going to see Tasha address that with Tammy, because it doesn't appear to be that Tasha is so much of a, I don't think that Tasha is, not kind of like a roll, like she has a backbone. I feel like Tasha has a backbone, although she is not the loudest out of the basketball wives and out of the group. You know, she kind of is on the sidelines like Shawnee. I think that Tasha will at the same time check you if she has to. And she will. She said something in that moment to, you know, Susie about her being inappropriate. So later on in the episode, we get to see a softer side of what I feel like was Tammy. Tammy reveals to us that some of the stuff that she's going through right now is very draining and emotional. And she goes and meets up with one of her cousins, Shawna, who she feels she's very close with. And she reveals to us on national television that her mother is currently diagnosed with liver cancer, and that she only has about, 8 or 9 months to live. And so I felt like this was something very personal to share because, you know, we get to not only everybody has experienced at some point in time, you know, the loss of a loved one, whether it was a breakup or a death. So it is, it's very, very, very sad and emotionally draining when you're going through a loss. So for Tammy to have revealed that to us, I think that that was very personal. And one thing that I've been expressing on the show, on the AfterBuzz recap, is that they're trying to show us a softer side. Evelyn and Tammy are trying to show us, look, although we have very strong personalities, we're alpha females, and we will dominate and throw down if we have to, we do have a sensitive and soft side to us as well. And I think that Tammy displayed that this episode, and she's been doing that more this season. Whether it's time sitting down with her kids that she's trying to find out what's going on in their lives, or it's, you know, her revealing to a loved one or to Shawnee what she's going through emotionally, Tammy is not all bulldog. You know, there is some poodle to her. And that makes her more relatable, because when she is this, you know, tough cookie, which she's probably forced to be, it helps a little bit to know that, dang, you're a human being just like us. And part of the reason is because you're constantly going through things in life. And so on this episode, she revealed her mother is passing. And she doesn't have long to live, and that she's very, very afraid of being alone, and who is she going to turn to? And so she decides with her daughters that she's going to have a photo shoot with her mom. And I thought that that was very sweet, very sincere. And I like the fact that we're getting to see this other side of Tammy, because for the longest, I will say it, Spicy Maddie has been a lover and a hater of Tammy, because I feel like she's been the meanest person on the show. And, you know, will constantly pick on people and do things that are inappropriate. But I get to appreciate these moments when I get to see just a more real and softer side of Tammy. Unfortunately, it comes with negative connotation and, you know, negative experience. But it's some of those experiences that make us the people who we are. And I love to see her with her kids and finding out that, you know, she's putting them through school and that she's supporting their dreams. And so I think that if you guys at home, you know, feel the same way, you know, give us a call, 424-256-1729, and let us know how you feel about this softer side of Tammy. Although she's still up to no good and she's putting Susie up to her old shenanigans, she still is also a lot more vulnerable this season as well. In addition, if you guys really want to support, you will make sure that you download and purchase, like, ASAP, Adventures of Serial Buddies. It's a movie that was created here at AfterBuzz TV by Maria, Kevin Undergaro, and Phil. And they have put their time, blood, sweat, tears into creating a super funny, just crazy film that you guys will love and enjoy at home. It's a little bit of, you know, Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. And so because it's like an all-time classic, you got to have it in your film list at home of just, you know, films that you turn on whenever you need to, whether it's date night, whether it's the buddies or girls coming over. You can watch it anytime, and it helps keep the lights on here at AfterBuzz. We don't ask much from you guys, but when we do, all we're looking for is just a little support. So for like under $5, you can get this movie. So hurry up, grab it. You can download it on iTunes or go to adventuresofserialbuddies.com and cop the film. We would greatly appreciate it. Back to our regularly scheduled program, y'all. Okay, so basketball-wise, I want to talk a little bit about Shawnee now playing a bigger role on the show. So this episode, we got to hear a little bit more from Shawnee. You know, she was relatable when Tasha was talking about her experience, and, you know, she chimed in on that conversation. We get to see her a little bit more in her confessionals now, giving us her thought and opinions about what she feels about with the night or how other people on the show were acting. But we also got to see her personal life on this episode as well. We got to find out that she is currently dating someone named Marlon, who she's been in a relationship with for 3 years, and their schedules conflict a little bit from time to time. They don't get to spend as much time together because, as she said, she has 5 kids, she's always working, and has a million projects on her plate. So in this moment, we get to see them meet up at what looked to be like a healthy food store, Leaf Green or something like that. But regardless, they sat down, and although their conversation did not seem interesting in the least bit, and although their conversation did not seem spicy for a certified, they were not talking about anything intimate, anything personal, just that their schedules were too busy to actually link up and date. So although I got to see her interact with her boo thing, I don't feel like I got to find out anything about what their relationship is based off or what she loves about him. I wish it would have dug a little bit deeper, and we've got to have at least heard some memories that they share, or maybe them, you know, get some good laughs in or joke around. I didn't necessarily get to see this intimacy that I wanted. But, you know, maybe that will come later, and it's just the opening to introducing us to this relationship that she has with Marlon. Because what they did do that I thought was adorable is although they didn't give us much interaction between one another, because Marlon was coming off a little bit, you know, dry on this episode too. Y'all know Spicy Mighty tells it how it is. I'm not too sure about, you know, if Marlon is, you know, the hot guy that she's dating or if she really does, you know, love him and what he brings to her life as a person. But he was not zesty or spicy at all on this episode. So finding out their attraction is going to be interesting and why they've been able to last 3 years. But one thing is for sure that he's career oriented from what it appears to be. And so is she. And so maybe that's what's, you know, keeping them together like glue. But later on, like I said, what I did appreciate was her getting suited and booted for him. I thought that it was adorable that Shawnee got to show us that she was looking forward to their date and that she was picking out a pair of shoes and that she asked Evelyn to come over to help her, you know, pick out her outfit for the night for him, because that is really something that us women do. When we have a date, we are looking forward to having just an amazing, spicy night with them. And especially when you don't get to see your significant other or your boo thing that often, it really is exciting when you know that they're taking you out. So I thought that it was cute that she, you know, reintroduces his name back to us and lets us know that they're going to spend more time together. They finally got their schedules on the same accord. But the conversation is not so much about the shoes like we thought it was going to be. The conversation turns into impressions of Tammy the entire time. Shawnee's giving impressions and so is Evelyn. And I thought that it was funny because it was really good impressions. They were talking about how Tammy felt like she needed to address the situation of Evelyn and Shawnee going to Tasha and forewarning Tasha about Tammy. Unfortunately, Tammy has put herself in a situation where people do need to forewarn whoever they are going to introduce her to about her because she has such a strong personality. And I know she's trying to revamp her image, but she has left a bad taste in people's mouth because she is very aggressive and does, you know, put a little fire under your ass when you do something she doesn't like. Her strong personality can come across as very rude, and she's abrasive. So people do have to kind of forewarn you when they're putting you in an environment with Tammy. And I appreciate that Shawnee stood up for herself when Tammy addressed that with her. She said, "I'm standing by what I say and I'm telling it how it is. You put yourself in this situation. You made it like this. And so, yes, I have to forewarn people." So I appreciate her standing up to Tammy because Tammy does have a very abrasive personality. And so when Evelyn and Shawnee are sharing this conversation, they're going at it as far as the impressions of Tammy were concerned. And I was in hysterics. And the women were right. This is the smallest of our issues. So I'm really surprised that Tammy's coming at me with this, but it's still funny to laugh about. And Evelyn said, "I don't have time for this. If she says anything to me, I'm just going to let her know. I don't even want to talk about it." But I thought that it was cute that we got to see more of Shawnee dating, Shawnee standing up to Tammy. We got to hear Shawnee's impersonations of Tammy because, like I told you guys before, she doesn't give us that much. So I do feel like this season, she is really trying to let us in just a little bit more. I feel like I got to see Shawnee's personality this episode. And she's a cutie pie. She's funny. Yes, we always known that she's a hardworking mother and a businesswoman. But now we get to see a little bit more of her personality. So I like that she got to play with us and play with Evelyn a little bit. And that she's excited and we get to see the softer side of her and Marlon. So I thought that was a nice little touch this episode. Now, we're going to talk about Evelyn some more because I feel like this whole season has been generated around Evelyn. So our next topic is going to be Evelyn and PETA and Evelyn and Ocho Cinco. Evelyn gets the opportunity to do a PETA campaign, which we mentioned last episode is a really big deal because Evelyn is starting to take this role of being this woman who's very, you know, assertive, independent, outside from her men. Her career is, you know, it's rising. It's on the rise. And she's been letting us in to see this softer side of her as well, which once again, I feel like is very important and endearing in order to change the image of Evelyn being this bulldog and bully like she was labeled last season. And so we see that now she's doing, you know, which is a really good cause, PETA. You know, she doesn't believe in the killing of animals or wearing furs anymore, you know, for clothing. And so although Tammy busted her out last episode saying, oh, I've seen you wearing fur before, she told us this episode, yeah, I did wear fur in the past, but now I've done my research and PETA has asked me to be a part of their campaign and I actually agree with what they're about. So, you know, she took a stance and decided she's not going to wear animals anymore. And so an amazing opportunity and beautiful campaign. When the photo was revealed to us, I felt like she looked flawless. Her skin looked amazing. She looked beautiful. Michelle Chu is the person from PETA that did the campaign for her, or the communications director for this campaign. And it was a flawless photo. And I thought that it was cute that Evelyn was like, oh, I'm going to use this as my Instagram photo. Because isn't that what we all think anyways? Whenever we get a good photo of ourselves, we always want to make it our Instagram profile pic. So I thought that was adorable. But what wasn't so cute was the fact that when the campaign comes around and they have this huge event and party at Supper Club, everybody came to support her except Tammy. And so it still remains a full-blown mystery to us as to why Tammy did not show up. Evelyn mentioned that there might be a little bit of possible haterism, but that she hopes that that's not the case this episode. And so please let us know. Email, you know, tweet at us, write in at AfterBuzzTV, or you can tweet at me at Spicy_Madi. Let me know why you think is the real reason like Tammy didn't come. Is it because she's going through her own personal things with her family? Sometimes we're not in the best of mood and we don't want to put our negative energy out there when people are having something fabulous going on. Do you possibly think that it could really be that she didn't get to be a part of the campaign, or that maybe she just was sick and she just didn't feel like coming? Let us know. Tweet at us, like I said, at AfterBuzzTV and at Spicy_Madi, and let me know your thoughts and opinions about why you think Tammy didn't show up. Because I do think that I think that Evelyn and Tammy are real friends. I think that they are super cool. From what we see, you know, they hang out together a lot on the show. And so it just didn't make sense for her not to be there, but it looked like a fabulous event. And once again, I'm very proud of Evelyn, you know, focusing more on her career right now when, you know, times are tough for her. We get to see a behind the scenes convo at the limo, inside of a limo with Tasha and Susie, who have decided to be a date to this PETA party. And, you know, they had a lot of banter back and forth as far as Evelyn's relationship is concerned with Ocho. And I felt like Susie, who usually is the one making, you know, the rude comments this episode, you know, and she still does. Susie makes rude comments all the time. But she had the audacity to try to, you know, look down at Tasha for making a rude comment. Which, Tasha, that comment was rude. What was the comment? Oh, something about Evelyn. Oh, she could wear a helmet on a date. Susie suggests that Evelyn does not go back with Ocho Cinco. She says she does not think that they should. Tasha's stance is that everybody can change. People do change with growth and progress, and that he really needs to channel in like what it is that's bothering him that makes him so angry, and then maybe Evelyn can give him a second chance. So this is how the convo's going. But Susie is taking the stands like, no, absolutely not. She doesn't need to go back to him. She's too good, and she needs to just be dating hella men. And Tasha makes the joke, well, maybe if, you know, if she is dating, she could wear a helmet on these dates, which, yeah, not so funny unless Evelyn thinks that it is, because that's a really sensitive issue, because we're talking about physical battery going on. It's not as funny. I mean, we can maybe joke about it and laugh at it when Evelyn gets to the point where she can laugh about it. But if Evelyn is your friend and she's not at the place where she can laugh about this joke, I don't think that you should be able to be either. So, Tasha, I didn't necessarily agree with what you were saying, but I am not equivalent to Susie, who's in a place where she always makes negative comments, made something, a negative comment to, you know, you earlier, Tasha, and then she wants to try to, you know, turn her nose down to you about your comment. You know, everybody says stuff sometimes that's inappropriate. I just feel like Susie is not in a place, and the audacity of her to think that somebody else, you know, shouldn't be able to have that same right. But I think that it is going to be addressed later when Evelyn finds out that that joke was made, or Susie runs back and tells Evelyn that that joke was made. Evelyn's going to have some words for Tasha. And so, you know, if we know anything about the women on the show, they confront every issue that comes up or anything that was said behind their back. And although it wasn't really gossip, it was just a joke, it is going to come up again. But then again, Evelyn did comment in her book about Tasha's relationship with the chef. So I think that Tasha does have a little bit of entitlement to, you know, if she wants to joke about something going on in Evelyn's personal life, because Evelyn did talk about something going on in her personal life with her relationship, they're kind of on, you know, the same playing field. They have the right to do that. Fast forward to Evelyn's relationship and her therapy time with Dr. Deborah Nixon, okay? We get to find out that Evelyn is really, which has been very apparent, Evelyn has really been battling with whether she should go back to Ocho or not. And if any of you guys are at home knowing what she's going through, come on now, let me know, because I have gone through this before too. I have been in serious situations and in relationships with people that have been toxic, and I loved their dirty draws, and I would have done anything for them. And no matter what my friends told me, I would not get out of the relationship until I was done and ready to get out of it. And so I know some of you guys have experienced that too. So you have to relate a little bit to what Evelyn is going through. And what she's revealing to this therapist is that she's kind of debating going back to him. And although it was a physical altercation, the love has not been lost. Evelyn is still obviously in love with Ocho. And before, in previous seasons, I was a skeptic as to the relationship. I don't know about y'all, but I didn't really know if it was a true relationship or it was just for the cameras. But after seeing how this woman has reacted to the marriage and to the betrayal of having found a condom wrapper in his car and the receipt that shows it was the same month in July when they had gotten married, Evelyn really feels like, dang, you know, yeah, you had your BS. I don't think that I'm perfect. I don't think that you're perfect, Ocho. But the least you could have done was respect me enough, one, to have hid this crap, and two, just not have done it. Like, just don't do it. Like, give our relationship some time, give our marriage some time to be strong, to blossom before you turn up. And that's pretty much what he did. He went and continued his ratchet ways that he was doing probably before the relationship and somehow, you know, probably during, and didn't respect the marriage vows at all whatsoever. And obviously Evelyn did. So she felt betrayed and addressed it with him. But the way that she addressed it and what she revealed to the therapist was that she hurt him with words. Evelyn tells Ocho, I'm not going to have your kids. I'm not going to be disrespected in this relationship, and I'm going to leave you. And I don't care how I look to the mass media, and I don't care how much of a joke it looks. And so what I thought was interesting was that the therapist was trying to reveal what Evelyn's part was in the argument and in the fight. And she says, so you hit Ocho with words. Ocho hit you physically. He may not be, you know, the brightest, you know, bulb in the batch. So what his response was, not, you know, verbally, he hit you physically. And what does he do for a living? He's a physical person. He plays a very, very, very dangerous sport as a career. And so that is probably what he is used to, how he's used to getting his aggression out, how he's used to fighting his battles is out on the field. But he brought his work home with him, and he handled the situation physically as opposed to mentally and verbally like he should have, and talked it out with her. So now they're in a situation where two people love each other, but they can't be together because not only did he physically hurt her, but now it's gone public. And so Evelyn, this entire season, has made it very clear to us that she's really battling with what he says, she says, what friends are telling her to do, and what media is saying for her to do, and the role that she has to play as a role model because she is a public figure, and whether she should go back to him. And everybody has advised her, other than Tammy and Tasha, have advised her that that shouldn't even be an option. And the therapist did not tell Evelyn in this situation what to do. The therapist just kind of asked questions to try to get to the bottom of how that event actually occurred and went down. And for Evelyn to take a little bit of accountability, I think, for the role that she played. But what she didn't do was make Evelyn feel bad about the way that she handled the situation, or make Evelyn feel like she deserved it. Because, unfortunately, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you start to become physical with someone, you do become the victim. And I just, you know, thought that this was a great part of the show for us to get to see and really hear where Evelyn is coming from and be able to get it from a non-biased point of view. Because all the girlfriend, every single episode, every single moment of the shows, Evelyn has been revealing to the ladies how she feels about her relationship and that she secretly wants to be with Ocho. She still wants to be married to him. That was probably, you know, one of the highlights of her life. Every woman looks forward to that. So it's really hard to walk away from a situation with that you thought was going to be magical and amazing with someone you love after they've done something to hurt you and it be so public. And so I love the fact that this time we got to hear her with a therapist and someone not give their opinions, not tell her what she should be doing, but just more listening and getting information out of her that was non-biased. So I thought that that was a great contribution to the show. And so if I had to choose, which I will, two spicy moments of the show, I'm going to choose the spicy moment of Shawnee getting ready for her date, because I thought that that was simply adorable and all of us can relate to that. And the second spicy moment is when I felt like Evelyn said, hey, I love him and I didn't go into the relationship with, you know, Evelyn has to be perfect and, you know, Ocho has to be perfect. She's like, but I just went into it with, you know, with just open, you know, just open-minded. Here's a new adventure that we're embarking on. And mind you guys, I'm paraphrasing. It's my interpretation. But I felt like this was a spicy, vulnerable moment because we've all been there once again. We've all been through the, you know, Shawnee getting cutesy in the beginning for the dating part. And we've all been in the, it's a serious relationship now. Here's the work part. And we have to make decisions that are based, you know, on what we've been shown and what's been revealed and what's best for our lives with our partner. And so you guys have, you know, my spicy moments. There you have it. Let me know. Tweet at me. Let me know what you guys think were the spicy moments of the show. I thought those were simply, you know, adorable and cute. And I love the fact that we are really, really, really getting a glimpse now on Basketball Wives of Evelyn and Ocho's relationship. And what I would love to see on one of the episodes this season is us get to hear from Ocho. Probably not gonna happen because I don't know if it's in his best interest to make himself vulnerable, but what it would do is allow us to kind of find out like where he's coming from, because unfortunately he has a bad rap right now as having been the culprit of this abuse that occurred. But you know, who knows what he was going through that week, and although there's no excuse, it does help us to be more understanding and think less negatively of the relationship and if Evelyn does wind up going back to him, because it is a possibility. You never know. Brianna was like, F it. I'm gonna go back to Chris. I miss him and I love him. And, you know, sometimes we think with our heart and not with our brains. And, you know, when you think emotionally, it puts you in, you know, situations that the world might not agree with. But that's love, and love is always spicy, y'all. So there you guys have it, your AfterBuzz TV, you know, wrap-up show. I'm going to move into predictions and what I think is going to happen next episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Woo!
Prediction.
Okay, so I think that something's going to pop off where, because we kind of got a little glimpse of Tammy telling Evelyn that she's not afraid to lay hands on Shawnee. Now, when your producer of a show that brings you on does something to you, whether it's, you know, talking behind your back, whether, you know, because Shawnee is a part of the show now, you know, as well. She's a more, you know, of a main figure. But at the end of the day, Shawnee holds the power. The power is in her hands. But when the power person, okay, who has given you your job, giving you back a name in, you know, on the scene as far as, you know, mass media or, you know, TV or Hollywood is concerned, you show a little bit more respect. And you probably don't want to threaten to tell him off or hit him in the face. just my advice. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but why does things always have to get violent with Tammy? You know, she just finished telling us on this episode, you know, let people learn about me for themselves. Like, don't set the tone of what they should expect from me. But then we get one of these sound bites from her that's letting us know next episode, Tammy's about to pop off on someone again. And this time it's her, not only her boss, who's one of the producers for the show, but also somebody who she calls a friend. And so I have a problem with anyone threatening, and there's no way you can threaten positively, but anyone threatening so negatively, because I'm saying, because she's being violent, she's threatening to be physical. It's one thing when you say you're going to do something, but it's another thing when we've seen you do stuff on the show. So there's evidence to say that Tammy will, and possibly back up what she's saying. So that makes it all the more scarier. But I just don't think that she should have threatened Tammy. I mean, she shouldn't have threatened Shawnee. So I think that next episode, what we're going to find out is why she threatened Shawnee. I think that it's going to have to do with her having revealed to Tasha. I think Susie's going to tell Shawnee that she's the one who set her up to ask Tasha that question. And then maybe Shawnee's going to reveal that to Tasha. And then Tammy's going to feel a certain type of way about that and get in her face. And that's why we're going to... I just feel it's going to be some drama between Shawnee and Tammy. But I think it's going to be related to Tasha somehow. So we'll find out next episode. You guys, sorry that Rebecca and Gabby weren't in the studio today. But we love them dearly. Once again, you can catch us every Monday at AfterBuzz TV at 6 p.m. Tune in. Download us. Let us know how you feel about this episode. Let me know what you guys think about my thoughts and opinions. I know I talk fast, but I got a lot to say and I get it all out. So let me know what you guys felt this episode and what you thought were the spicy moments. You can follow my anytime, day or night. You can play with my Twitter. You can stroke my Instagram, and it's the exact same thing. Spicy_Mari. SPICY_MARI. Or you can go to thespicylife.com. But there y'all have it. You have been spiced on AfterBuzz TV Basketball Wives.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.